This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, May 26. Well, cattle markets had an interesting day yesterday. The live cattle started out firm and ended up with an outside day lower. Not a sweeping outside day lower, but definitely saw some weakness as the day wore on. Just the opposite for feeder cattle, which started out a little sluggish and then ended up with a sharp day up. And certainly this was in reaction to what was going on in corn, which imploded yesterday about mid-session. And we touched limit down in corn. That was 40 cents a couple times, and market just chopped around, but we still ended up down around 37 cents on the front month. So certainly feeder cattle reacted to that and shot up, whereas the live cattle, looking at a potential sudden decrease in feed cost and the perception that would add weight to cattle, that put some pressure on the live cattle market. Now cattle are still very front loaded. It's expensive still to put those final pounds on and waiting for a slaughter slot in the packing houses. But nevertheless, it took a little bit of pressure away from the feed yards as far as the expensive feed for these heavy cattle. So different reactions in those two different cattle markets. Feeder cattle breaking above some notable resistance levels as well. And so that looks like we might get a little bit more to the upside on these feeders. I don't look for it to last very long. If you get one more good strong day, that would be two in a row. That's probably all you're going to get. But I think in the bigger picture, we're still looking at some pressure coming into the summer, particularly if you can't get anything going for live cattle and you get any kind of a weather event for corn, which is not showing up in the forecast yet, but there's still plenty of time for the growing season. But the bottom line is, you know, the story is pretty similar. The packers have been unable to speed up the chain speeds, to speed up the slaughter pace very much. Feedlots are still very front-loaded, heavy cattle waiting for slaughter slots and struggling to stay current. And that has kept cash markets at bay while box beef values just continue to work their way higher every day, it seems. And yesterday was no exception. We had the choice up 209. We're sitting at 330. Select was up 87 at 304. So the spread was up 122 at 2566. Movement was just 93 loads. We did see a few thousand head trade yesterday at pretty much steady money with last week. The Fed trade around 120 and Dres trade around 190, which is just down one from last week's average. Slaughter rates so far this week at 237,000 head. That's 2,000 more than last week, and it's about double of what we had last year. The feeder cattle index showing some impressive resilience, up 65 cents yesterday at 136.31. So for the last 3 weeks, we've seen the feeder cattle index take a pretty impressive run. Just one day where we're down just 20 cents about six sessions ago. So lots of rain in the southern and central plains have completely changed the pasture conditions for much of that region. And we're seeing quite a bit of demand show up for grass calves, for the lighter weight calves, and feedlots still looking for the heavyweight calves. But the lighter weight calves are in more short supply. And of course, part of that is just from a declining cattle herd, but also some of those that were moved off the northern plains early because there just simply was not any grass. And so many of those have already moved out. Either they're in some sort of feeding operation or maintenance program. But nevertheless, it's tight supplies for the lighter weight grass calves, and producers are looking for them with the big benefit that we've had from rain across much of the southern and central plains. The northern plains have had probably just enough rain to slow down the movement or stop the movement of cattle off pasture. But if the warm and dry conditions return to the northern plains, which the forecasts are suggesting they probably will, you're probably going to see another wave of cattle moving off of pasture. So we'll see where that develops, but most likely that would have more of a bearish slant to it rather than just being flat. Even though demand is still there, it's still going to be another wave of cattle coming that really have no choice but to just move off of grass. So for cattle, I still look for live cattle to work their way lower into likely mid-June. It might stretch into August, which is along with the normal seasonal pattern. Very expensive beef in the grocery stores, I think, are going to make consumers balk a little bit. Even though there's quite a bit of pent-up demand, are they willing to really pay the kind of prices that the retailer is asking? And it's, you know, again, boxed beef prices have just gone up almost every day for the last few months, and it's relentless. So I think that demand for beef is going to run into a wall here, and that's going to be a problem as you head into summer, when normally you see demand kind of back off anyway. High prices are certainly going to exacerbate that, and you still have these front-loaded feedlots with a lot of cattle that have to be slaughtered. You know, cheaper corn or not, they need to move. So I think that's kind of setting up to be a recipe for disaster here over these next couple months. For feeder cattle, certainly they're going to be impacted by, if the live cattle do indeed fall into the summer, that's going to be a drag for feeders. Even though demand for grass calves could stay strong, or corn might continue to cheapen, which I think it will over these next few weeks, that obviously will help, but ultimately it's going to be the live cattle that dictate where feeders go. So it's a lot depends on these next few months of what we see from the consumer. If retailers can lower their prices, which I don't see happening if boxed beef prices are going to stay high, and you got a lot of cattle that need to be slaughtered. Just looking for more pressure to clear out those heavyweight cattle and get more comfortable with where we are in a more normal marketing pattern. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.